Now, here again is Gordon Sinkler.
When Alan Spraggett was a regular here at CFRB, he discussed astrology shortly before I came on with the 10 to 12 news. On those days that Alan didn't hurry away after his performance, we often talked, sometimes heatedly, about the occult. He a believer and me the scoffer. There was no winner then, and in recent discussion with the psychic and palm reader Anthony Carr, similar disagreements have arisen. These leave me puzzled. Now, if a person can foretell the future, why doesn't he make a fortune in stocks or at the track? There are different answers, some being as naive as, well, I'm not really interested in money. What puzzles me more is that encounters with both Spraggett and Carr have persuaded me that they do have something on the ball. Both men have told me things about myself that I didn't think anyone knew. In 2 out of 3 dealings with me, both men hit on the same point and were right, and yet both have their critics, and I'm probably among them. 2 years ago, Anthony Carr told me I'd receive a national honor, and it would somehow in a vague way be associated with royalty. Soon afterward, I did get the Order of Canada, but the only royal connection was a picture of me receiving the order. It appeared in at least 2 newspapers on the same page with a picture of the Duke of Edinburgh, who was in the news that day. There is a man in Mississauga who swears that Carr accurately predicted the train derailment and the greatest human evacuation in Canadian history. And yet on the last occasion when I was on a TV show with Carr, he undertook, without much notice, to read the palm of hostess Lorraine Thompson. To Carr's chagrin, she said he only made 1 minor point right. Psychics can't always be on with such short notice. And yet he has letters from some big names in the entertainment world marveling at the accuracy of his character reading of them merely by seeing a print in the palm of their hand, not the real hand. Carr comes from a showbiz family. I asked him to sketch out an item about that part of his life, expecting at least 300 words. Instead, he sent only 12 or so, and here they are. Aside from doing a lot of movie stunt work in Hollywood, my father, Captain Tony Carr, the name by which he was known, became the first Canadian or American to dive off those cliffs in Acapulco, Mexico. He and actor George Raft were close friends, and my father hobnobbed with all the great stars of that bygone era. You may remember when they had the water follies on the midway at the CNE. Well, my dad would 3 times daily go off a 110-foot tower, 6 feet of water, and one could see him perched upon that lofty place night or day from any point in the exhibition grounds. My mother was an aquatic acrobat, and they met and fell in love while working together on the Conklin Circuit, and I was the result. In those days, the carnival was not, as it is now, a cheap charade of what was once the equivalent of the Big Top Circus. I am of Italian and English extraction. This seems a bit too brief and humble for a showbiz type, you know, but that's what Anthony wrote about himself, and as you see, it's reasonably modest. Now, here's something less modest, and it came from the Scarborough publication called The Voice. It tells of Carr's showbiz parents, his music and upbringing in a tough part of Cabbage Town, and it says, although not a big man, Carr won 3 titles, including Mr. Canada, in bodybuilding. In music, he toured much of the continent. Now, persons of acceptable reputation have put into written documents as fact the statement that Mr. Carr accurately predicted in advance the attempt on the life of the present Pope. And for the purpose of this broadcast, he tells me this. I am delivering into your hands, for the sake of prosperity, my predictions concerning the next and possibly last 2 popes of the epoch. Do with them what you will, because I'm seldom wrong. The next servant of God to ascend the papal throne will have been born under the sign which astrologically is associated with water. His death as well will also be connected with water. Following him will be the very last of this long line of church princes, and he literally will be swallowed up by Mother Earth as he sits upon God's throne in Rome. And so comes to an end this civilization as we know it, only to begin anew and start the cycle all over again.